Vermont's next attorney general will likely inherit one of the highest-profile civil cases in state history. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Republican Deb Bucknam and Democrat T.J. Donovan say charges related to a $200 million alleged EB-5 fraud in the Northeast Kingdom would be a priority for their administration.
On April 14th, Attorney General William Sorrell unveiled a laundry list of charges against Ariel Quiros and Bill Stenger. The men are accused of using the federal EB-5 program to defraud foreign investors of $200 million. And Sorrell's complaint details 15 alleged violations of the Vermont Uniform Securities Act and the Vermont Consumer Protection Act. Sorrell, a 9-term Democrat, is not seeking re-election to his post, and the person who replaces him may well assume responsibility for prosecuting perhaps the largest fraud in Vermont history.
The EB-5 cases would certainly be a priority for my office.
That's Democratic candidate T.J. Donovan. Donovan says he has no personal knowledge of the pending litigation, but he says he'd use a collaborative approach with state and federal authorities to pursue what he calls a, quote, global resolution.
You got to work closely with folks. You got to share information. You got to communicate. And I think that would be the hallmark of a Donovan administration.
Quiros and Stenger both face federal charges as well. Stenger has reached a settlement over those charges with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Sorrell, however, says settlement talks at the federal level have no bearing on charges filed in Vermont. Republican candidate Deb Bucknam says her preference would be to settle the cases rather than go to trial.
As with any lawsuit, if you can resolve it rather than spending money and time on litigation, that would be the best thing to do.
But Bucknam says she'd also use the powers and resources of the Attorney General's office to figure out why the state didn't catch the alleged fraud earlier.
There's nothing in any of this that indicates that it wasn't in plain sight.
State oversight of the EB-5 program was shifted to the Department of Financial Regulation after state regulators uncovered evidence of the fraud. Bucknam says she wants to make sure the new regulatory framework is rigorous enough to prevent similar lapses in the future. Quiros and Stenger have thus far been charged only with civil violations, none of which carry the possibility of any jail time. Donovan says he doesn't know enough about the case to say whether criminal charges are appropriate.
Too early to say, but certainly everything's on the table.
Bucknam, too, says that she would consider criminal sanctions, but that it's premature to say whether that's an appropriate measure. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.